Welcome to the first edition of the No Matter What podcast with me, Sally Donovan. This podcast is going to explore therapeutic parenting, what that looks like, how to deliver it, what its limits might be. It's also going to look at permanence for children in general, how permanence is offered and what it can achieve. And I'm going to look as well at the services around children and families, such as social care, mental health services and education. So I'm interested in getting down to personal experiences, hearing from those parenting or working on the front line of alternative forms of parenting and permanence. And I'm really interested in what works for people. I kind of like to join the dots. I find the most interesting people to talk to are those who kind of work in lots of different fields, work in different models, see things from different perspectives. I'm a parent to two children who've experienced trauma in their early part of their lives. I've written two books on the subject. And as a result of that, I'm lucky enough to get around the country a bit when I can. So I go to conferences and go and speak to groups of people and so on. And I get to meet lots of social workers and academics, researchers, lecturers, and I meet psychiatrists, psychologists, teachers, head teachers, virtual head teachers, meet people who work for charities, people who have formed support networks, and I meet an awful lot of parents and carers, as well as people who've experienced different forms of permanence themselves. So I'm hoping to chat to as many people as I can. Maybe no one will want to talk, I don't know. This could end up just being me rambling on and on about all sorts of random things, you know, music I like, the chocolate I eat, crying. So that might get a bit dull. I will save an anecdote for you, though, on the crying front. So my anecdote, I won't tell you it now. I'll save it for a future podcast. So my anecdote is entitled The Time I Cried at Book Group. It's a good one. So a fair bit of my own focus right now is self-care. As our children grow up and find themselves in the throes of adolescence and young adulthood, our roles as parents change. So we're not needed so much on a moment-by-moment basis, but the stakes kind of feel a bit higher. The crises are deeper, they're more unsettling, they kind of come along sometimes quite frequently. And it's as an important time as any to keep a handle on our emotional and psychological health, I think. The business of raising and supporting children is demanding over a very long period of time. And I get the sense increasingly now that if I crumble, there's a risk that the whole lot is going to crumble around me. And children who have had shaky starts, they need us to be strong. Even if that means that we, you know, we're strong for them and then we crumble in private. So we've had a few choppy weeks here at Donovan Towers, to say the least. Feels like we're playing kind of crisis bingo, maybe, at the moment. The weekend before last, I was recovering from a particularly unpleasant stomach bug. And then a phone call came out of the blue, first thing on Sunday morning, from the local police station. I had no idea it was coming at all. And I could tell from the tone that the police officer, you know, he was good, he was great, he was polite, but I could tell he didn't quite know what kind of parent I was. I think I knew what he was thinking. So I had, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes to get ready and get down to this police station. So I find myself dressing smartly, putting on some makeup, composing myself. You know, as I was driving there, I was rearranging my face into the, oh, what a surprise, but I'm sure we can deal with this type face. When there are a lot of crises coming, you know, when we're living in a complete drama-rama, I tend to be the sort of person that I can cope. You know, I'm a good coper generally. I keep going, I keep positive, I like to fix things. That's not always a good thing, but anyway. And then when there's a lull in it all, I sink like a stone. And that's when I need to start looking after myself. So the sorts of things I do, I listen to music radio. I've got a new DAB radio, so I can listen to stations like Six Music. I avoid Radio 4. I find that does not help my mental state at all. I listen to podcasts. I watch films. I avoid the news. Sounds awful, doesn't it? But I do. I avoid the news. And I try and avoid moony people like me. Moony, moony people. Another sure sign that I need to take care of myself is I do turn into a moany person. I moan all the bloody time. And I moan on and I swear and I rage and I crumple up mentally. It's awful. So I have to make a conscious choice to go out and find the joy, find a bit of a laugh. I try really hard to find the comedy even in the real darkest, horriblest places. It's not always easy, I find, to escape from the whole families, parenting, children, blah, blah, blah circus. So last week, I found myself in a bit of a pit of doom and I had nothing else to do. So I thought, I need to spend the rest of today in bed under my duvet. Couldn't get any flipping broadband, so there was no chance of watching any iPlayer or anything. So I thought, I'll watch a DVD. And I'd had one for ages. So a film called Boyhood by Richard Linklater. And Boyhood is filmed, I think, over about 10 years. It's really a remarkable film. It's well worth watching. Because it's filmed over that time, and the actors, they're the same actors all the way through, you see them aging naturally. You see their faces change shape, their bodies change, in some instances their voices change as well. So the mother of the boy, she becomes a psychology lecturer, and one scene we see inside her lecture theatre, all her students are sat down, she's at the front, she's got a big whiteboard, and she's giving a lecture on Bowlby and attachment. And honestly, I just laid in my duvet, just thought, I just can't bloody get away from it. And I tweeted about it and someone came back to me and said, for goodness sake, what were you expecting? And I suppose, yeah, maybe I should have expected it, but I wasn't thinking, really, because you don't, do you? Yeah, and there's also another scene in there where, so she's raised all these children, she's made some terrible choices with her partners, this mother, and then they're going off to college and she's sat in her little kitchen. I think she's living back at her mother's flat or something by then. And she's really depressed and she says, I just thought there would be more. I thought there would be more to life. I raised you, I got married, I went to college, I got divorced, I got married again. And now you're leaving home. And the next life event is going to be my funeral. Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing. Because I've kind of been thinking along those lines as well. You start to fast forward sometimes a bit, don't you? And life's a bit grim and the challenges are tough. And I've been thinking for a bit, where is all my place in this? By the time I finish this mammoth parenting job, I'm just, what's going to be left of me? So anyway, that is just ridiculous and that is pathetic. So part of this is, right, I've got a bit of space now, so I'm going to do this podcast and I'm going to go and talk to interesting people and learn stuff. So enough about me now. Yes, surprisingly. So I'm going to go off now and work out how to edit all this mumbling and muttering, and I'm going to work out how to make it available on social media, and I'm going to work out my series of podcasts. I've got a few people I hope are lined up to interview. I hope you'll find interesting. So until then, take care, carers, and thank you for listening. Goodbye.